The Spring Beauty by Henry R. Schoolcraft. An old man was sitting in his lodge by the side of a frozen stream. It was the end of winter. The air was not so cold, and his fire was nearly out. He was old and alone. His locks were white with age, and he trembled in every joint. Day after day passed, and he heard nothing but the sound of the storm sweeping before it the new-fallen snow. One day, while his fire was dying, a handsome young man approached and entered the lodge. His cheeks were red, his eyes sparkled. He walked with a quick, light step. His forehead was bound with a wreath of sweet grass, and he carried a bunch of fragrant flowers in his hand.
"Ah, my son," said the old man, "I am happy to see you. Come in. Tell me your adventures, and what strange lands you have seen. I will tell you of my wonderful deeds and what I can perform. You shall do the same, and we will amuse each other."
The old man then drew from a cupboard a curiously wrought cup. He filled it with tea and handed it to his guest. They each sipped and then began their stories.
"I am Pebon, the spirit of winter," said the old man. "I blow my breath, and the stream stands still. The water becomes stiff and hard as clear stone."
"I am Sequin, the spirit of spring," answered the youth. "I breathe, and flowers spring up in the meadows and woods."
"I shake my locks," said the old man, "and snow covers the land. The leaves fall from the trees, and my breath blows them away. The birds fly to a distant land, and the animals hide themselves from the cold."
"I shake my ringlets," said the young man, "and I warm showers of soft rain that fall upon the earth. The flowers lift their heads from the ground. The grass grows thick and green. My voice recalls the birds, and they come flying joyfully from the southland. The warmth of my breath unbinds the streams, and they sing the songs of summer. Music fills the groves wherever I walk, and all nature rejoices."
And while they were talking thus, a wonderful change took place. The sun began to rise. A gentle warm stole over the place. Pebon, the spirit of winter, became silent. His head drooped, and the snow outside the lodge melted away. Sequin, the spirit of spring, grew more radiant. He rose joyfully to his feet. The robin and the bluebird began to sing on the top of the lodge. The stream began to murmur at the door, and the fragrance of opening flowers came softly on the breeze. The lodge faded away, and Pebon sank down and dissolved into tiny streams of water that vanished under the brown leaves of the forest. Thus the spirit of winter departed, and where he had melted away, there the children gathered the first blossoms, fragrant and delicately pink, the modest spring beauty. The end. Snip, snap, snout, my tale's told out.